Will loses a family member. Grace comes close to ruining her relationship with Noah. And Jack is feeling oppressed. Will and Grace After Show. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hi, Will and Gracers.
That's so cute.
Oh my God, that could be our new name, Will and Gracers.
Will and Gracers.
That just came to me. You guys, I'm so happy we're back. We are all happy to be back.
Yes, absolutely.
We hope all of you had an amazing Thanksgiving week, weekend, all of that. We are so happy to be back in the studio and to do this tonight on a rainy day. This is Will and Grace, Season 10, Episode 7. Very fun episode. But before we dig in, I am joined by my beautiful panelists.
Hello, everybody. Crystal McLaughlin here. I'm so excited to be back. I ate so much Thanksgiving food that I'm sort of still in a coma, so hopefully we get it right today.
I second that with you, Crystal. Hey, guys. My name is Maite Creo. Super excited to chat today's episode. It's a good one.
Yeah. And I'm Louisa Shar. And before we dig in, I do want to say we have some fun news and gossip and a fun special segment, so stay tuned. So, you know what? This episode was so important. This was one of the most important ones, I think.
From the entire season.
Overall thoughts?
Oh my gosh. I loved it. I thought it really touched on just the relationships within the group, and then also just touching on the fact that we're having so many political things happening right now, especially, you know, within not just the LGBTQ community, but like with everybody, you know, when it comes to like Hispanics and Middle Eastern people, or, you know, women. And I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So it was a great episode. It's probably like one of the strongest episodes they've had, because there was a great balance in finding humor and being serious at the same time. So
yeah, it's like every single episode that they've had so far this season, it's like it teaches you something new.
Yes.
And they talk about real world stuff, like stuff that's actually currently happening, but they put a twist in it with their personalities and them being so funny. And then Jack, I mean, you can't help but laugh at his reactions to everything. And he just questions it in the right way, in a way that you just don't get offended by what he's saying.
Yeah.
So it's like they're having a conversation that's, I don't know, it's important, and it's like, it's a good conversation to have.
It's like Red Table, but but for like Will and Grace.
Yeah, totally. I feel like this episode really focused on the issues of human rights, and all the universal stuff that
humanity,
they talk about anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, humanity. And, you know, and it started off, actually, with Will's mother coming back into town, Marilyn, the beautiful Blythe Danner. She's so beautiful. I always forget that
she's stunning.
Gwyneth's mother.
She's so pretty.
I want to point out something that I did. It was just reminded to me when we were at the live taping for Will and Grace.
Yeah.
They were giving out free backstage passes, and one of the questions was, who plays Will's mom?
Oh.
And nobody knew, and so they had to jump into the next question. I'm like, I couldn't remember, and it's crazy because now we're watching this episode and we see her.
I just blinked out. Oh,
and we
so
see
funny.
The puppy
we
that
see
we
the
saw.
Puppy. So we don't want to, like, you know,
spoil.
Not spoil, but we saw that puppy during the live audience show, and now we know how Karen has the puppy. You know, but
yeah.
So interesting.
It's so funny. If I was there, I probably wouldn't remember, but like her name, though. I remember who she is.
Yeah.
I just, it's...
So
it's
beautiful.
Yeah, she's stunning.
Stunning.
Oh my gosh,
you know,
so
she's
beautiful.
She ages so well.
Yeah, she's so
timeless.
She's so regal.
Timeless.
Yeah, and even Karen approved of her outfit.
Yes,
I was like, oh no, is she gonna say something bad? She's just like, oh no, she's not giving any shade. She's serious.
So supportive.
Yeah,
but so she comes back to town because she wants to inform Will that Will's dog has passed away, Dr. Silly.
You mean her, the mother's
son? Yeah. Mother's son.
The mother's son. Right, exactly. But how did you feel about Will's reaction to that, though? Like, the way that he didn't really give her exactly what she wanted.
Well, I think first of all, to say your brother passed away,
exactly.
Awful. That's an awful thing to do to somebody. And I get where she's coming from, but, like, at first I was like, wait. She just said her son passed or your brother passed away, but she was just about to walk over and gossip with Karen. So I was like, that's such a bizarre thing to do, right? And I was like, this is in my mind. What I said was, this is so not believable. Oh no, don't do this. You know, for the show. Did you get that too?
Mm-hmm.
And then when it got clarified, it was like, oh, okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Well, yeah.
But I think it was, I don't know. Like, I would be super upset. Like, and the thing was, too, like, I think I was a little disappointed in Will's reaction because he was just kind of like, oh, my brother died kind of thing. So, yeah. I don't know. It was a weird moment. I felt like it could have maybe been played a little better.
Weighed a bit more than
yeah,
what it was.
A little more weight. Yeah.
More yeah, weight. I thought it was, I mean, I felt like it was probably a shocker for him, so I didn't really dig much into his emotion. Yeah. I just wanted to know more information from Will's mom. But I do agree with the fact that all of a sudden she started making conversation with Karen, and I was like, are you really not going to take this seriously?
Yeah.
He's like, no, your dog. And it's like, oh, okay. And then it was, I think, the way that Will reacted, that he got so upset at the fact. He's like, you can't do that to me. You can't just come up here personally instead of calling me and tell me such big news like this. Or it's just not fair.
And also, he hated the fact that she kind of gave him a visual of the dog pooping and then dying. The and then her thinking that was actually his brother doing that and all of that. But, like, I agree, like you said, even if he did think it was the brother, his reaction was so inhumane.
It was a little bit like, I was just like, oh, does he not like the brother?
That was my immediate reaction.
I was like, which brother? Yeah. And it was just too much. Do scattered.
Do we even know stuff about the brother? Like, this is...
I don't...
There is no
guys,
brother. Is there
super
brother?
Fans out there.
Seriously,
like,
let
call
us know.
Call us out on like, something that we're not
exactly
seeing.
Which, by the way, we have our live chat up. So if you guys want to join the conversation,
yes,
input your thoughts, let us know, log in. Because, we're chatting and I'm looking through them, so...
Yeah, and the thing is, honestly, I just feel like with Will, with his personality, I won't be surprised if he does have issues with siblings. Like, come on. He barely gets... Well, he's good with Grace and that clan. But I think he's weird with his family members. But with Marilyn, so we see there's deeper issues.
Yeah.
She wanted him to be that perfect, you know, gay son wrapped in a bow.
But with Karen in her ear. That's the thing.
Yeah.
She probably wouldn't even notice that until Karen said something, you know? And they were over there sharing their little vodka. They're like,
they were a
little
too drunk having this conversation.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I love how Marilyn said, though Karen said, well, you made him gay. And then Karen said, no, Marilyn said, well, I'm not benefiting from it. Isn't that crazy?
It's actually one of my quotes.
I know. We always like skip ahead on that. But how do you feel about that? Do you think there's a certain level of gay you have to be if you're a son?
No.
I just think there's like a whole stereotype out there of how a mom and a gay son or like this whole relationship that how it should be. But I think that Will knows better than that. And he's like, no, I know my mother.
Yeah.
I know if I should get too close or if I should stay away.
Yeah. I mean, she said it herself. We're not Lutherans. Right?
Yeah.
So funny.
Right. And then when she got the attention that she wanted from Will and he said, okay, yeah, you're right. Maybe I could spend more time with you. She's like, okay, wait. Maybe we should just keep it the way it is.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And I think as a gay son, he probably feels some kind of pressure, too.
Yeah,
like, let me be me.
Yeah, yeah. But I do understand where Marilyn is coming from. She definitely deserves to have attention when certain events happen. Mm-hmm. And I think that she was using this event in a way, like, to get back at him, I don't know, with the situation that happened with his father's passing. So she was, like, reliving it. Mm, she was feeling that. So that's why I think it came up during this time. And actually, it's probably a good thing that it came up because then they got whatever it was resolved. And, you know, it taught her something about Will and it taught Will something about Marilyn. And I think that's the biggest thing that I saw in that moment was like, oh, okay, like we're not mind readers, right? And we can try and read people, but at the end of the day, it's all about communication.
Absolutely.
Communication is key.
Yeah.
It is key.
It's key.
It's key. And she did mention, namaste, everyone. Namaste. But it is key because she did say, I wanted you more around after your dad died. And he had no idea.
Yes.
So, coming back to communication.
Yeah. She's like, oh, you just stayed for a week. It was so funny because I literally was like, that is my mother.
Yeah.
That is my mom when I left. She's like, you left me. I was like, oh, no, not the guilt trip.
Yeah. Is mother Jewish?
Is she Jewish?
Yeah,
Jewish moms are like known for guilt tripping their sons.
Yeah, Middle Eastern moms,
Latino,
too.
Manipulating
every way.
Oh, yeah. So it reminded me of that moment. That moment reminded me. I was like, oh my God.
You know what I really liked was when she first entered into the scene, like she opened the door and then Grace was like, hi. mom, mother, I think she called her, right?
And then she's did like, this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, laid like on
awkward.
Her.
Like,
and she said, know? Don't do this. You know we don't enjoy it. Like, yeah. Stop this, you know?
Yeah, but that was so cute of Grace to do that because it just, I don't know, just made
so,
me laugh.
So funny.
Yeah, it made me laugh,
but,
too.
But before we continue, Maite has some stuff to share about AfterBuzz TV.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, you know, we love it when you comment. When you actually tweet us all in your conversations, as you know, AfterBuzz can't continue forward without your help. So we ask that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By doing so, we will give you a shout out here. Leave it in the comment section, and we'll definitely give you a shout out next week for it. We have like a buffet of shows here.
Exactly.
From Shaws of Sunset, Will and Grace to, I mean,
Southern
everything.
Charm.
Southern Charm.
Ray Donovan. Everything.
Real Housewives. I mean, we literally have it all. So we appreciate your support, and we would also appreciate it if you, like I said, subscribe. We're on iTunes, we're on Spotify, and Google Play as well. Mm-hmm. And like I said, if you do, we'll give you a shout out here next week.
Yeah. Thanks, Maite.
Thank you.
Yeah, subscribe, comment, like. Again, we are everywhere. We are a buffet and we cater to everyone. So, yeah, now let's talk about Noah and Grace and what Grace pulled with his daughter Kay. I know, Crystal, you got a lot of say, so let's start with that.
I laughed so hard because I was like, that's so me.
I would just show up. You know me. I'm like, okay, you're trying to hide something from me? I will find you.
Which is crazy, guys. Crystal's crazy.
No. I felt like she really went above, like, outside of, like, her. She shouldn't have done that. Okay, and I feel
you
like.
You don't think she shouldn't have done that?
I don't think she should have done that. I think there's a time and place for everything. And coming from, you know, from a house of divorce, like, I understand that. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not 100, like, they haven't been together that long. Like, there needs to be a time and a place for everything. And if she doesn't respect how he feels about it, that's a big issue. Like, that's huge, right? So, for me, I felt like she kind of crossed the line, but I don't think she was expecting her to be there either. Mm-hmm. She should have just bowed out and said thank you and, like, left. But she didn't, and she took the initiative, and I get it, but at the same time, like, you know, you have to respect your partner's feelings, and, you know, and she should have just said, look, I met her, called him up, like, look, this is what happened, I didn't know she was going to be there, I met her, and she seemed very nice, she seemed, you know, I didn't want to lie to her, I introduced myself, she seemed very cordial, and then, like, it could have been all good. But I think the fact that she was hiding in the closet, hanging onto the door, that's what made me laugh so hard.
Bit childish, too.
Very childish, very Grace. I mean, you got to love the, you know, the people who you are with. And so I guess that's very Grace's personality. But at the same time, like, in real life, I mean, this is TV life.
Yeah.
Like, that's not cool.
I agree.
I think she handled it well. I think what happened was the ending of a conversation that they had where she was like, you tell me when you're ready. No, I'll tell you when I'm ready.
I love that
and,
part.
Yeah. But I think that she must have been like, okay, I overreacted, which she did.
She did.
She was listening to Will's perspective and what his advice. Mm-hmm. And I think she really wanted to fix the situation. So she thought, he rolls up all the time to her apartment, knocking on the door, asking all these questions. So why can't she do the same thing? You know, and I think she didn't really think it through to the point where she must have been like, oh, my God, there's a chance I can run into his daughter. Because as soon as she opened the door, it was like, oh, my God, I didn't think this through.
Yeah.
But I don't know, the whole thing was funny. I would have done the same thing. I would have hid in the closet, and maybe that's very childish of me, but I would have been freaking out because I would have been like, oh, my God, I really like this guy.
Yeah.
And yet I'm doing something that's completely insane.
I could totally see her doing that. I would have probably gotten a call.
I'm in the closet.
What do I do? I mean, honestly, I agree with Crystal. I think it's a respect thing. The guy said, I need some time.
He didn't really say that.
He said, I don't think you should meet Katie now.
Not yet.
He's kind of crossing
his
boundaries.
He's not saying never. He's saying not yet. Like, he's first of all, he's in a relationship, and it seems like he's not in a relationship quite often. So, this is new
for
him. And he doesn't want to bring somebody into his daughter's world who he absolutely loves. It looks like he's probably the person that takes care of her, you know, the most. He probably has, I don't know if he has full custody. Did they talk about that?
Not yet. We don't know anything about divorce and stuff.
But it seems like she's comfortable there. Like, he's bringing dinner and she's got a tutor. You know, from the looks of it, you know, he obviously is very much in tune with his, you know, family life. And, you know, you can't mess that up. You get to introduce somebody once, okay? I was just thinking the other day how when my dad introduced me to my stepmom, and the very first thing I still don't remember this, but the very first thing I said to him, he asked me, what did you think of her? And I go, she ate a lot.
Oh, my God.
I was 6 years old, though. You know,
that
kids.
That is so cute, yeah, Crystal. Oh, my God, she ate a lot.
So, you know, thankfully she is a teenager. God. She looks like she's probably like 12 or 13.
She looks so mature for the conversation that she handled with Grace.
Yes. I know.
And with Noah. I was so amazing. This girl is so mature.
Yeah.
She's like, just
she was
do
so
it,
adorable.
Dad.
I was like, okay, let's see what she says. You know? And then she goes, oh, my dad's been so happy. So it was like, oh, okay, stamp of approval. Great. But she should have left. She should have just been like, you know what? Okay, I'm going to get it going.
Yeah, and that's so Grace to kind of meddle her way in. Even to lie to be a tutor for five seconds, that was, you don't do that. Yeah. Like, that's psycho.
That's bad.
That's just, that's, you don't, that's, yeah, you do not, that's psycho.
She should have said that. You know? Like, yeah.
Yeah, because we don't know the level of relationship they are on still, kind of. Maybe they're still kind of dating and stuff. And also, one thing I realized about Noah is that, you know, he really cares about the daughter because, you know, the tutor flaked, so he wanted to stay home and hang.
That shows the level of, like, yeah,
he really
love he has.
Cares about the daughter. And I think, but also, that's just Will. That's her red-blooded, you know.
You mean Grace?
I mean, Grace, exactly. Sorry. It's too much turkey. You know, it's Grace's issue with sometimes getting too hyped up, being too nosy, and that pushes men away. Like,
it does.
It does.
It totally it does. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So but now I think, you know, everything's stable, kind of.
I mean, like, well, she was over there ordering Chinese food and pizza.
That's
and, like, obviously, you know, it cut straight to that. And so, obviously, there was an argument probably that ensued after that, which, I mean, for good reason.
Well, he said there's a chance.
Yeah, but he comes back.
Yes. So they probably fought at the house.
I love that. It just shows that he is, like, so willing to be in this relationship and be
and so
this
she,
crazy
she
ride
went
with
to
her.
Him too.
She
yeah.
So it's like, this doesn't happen in real life. Where it's like,
it does, though.
Does
I think that's when it works.
Like,
I think that's what makes relationships work. It's like being like, okay, I'm willing to put my ego aside and go to that person. But that person has to also be inviting to you and be willing to take it in. You know what I mean? And vice versa. I know. We're dripping here.
We came through dripping.
Like, literally.
It's literally pouring out the ceiling.
Rainy day in L.A.
Just for the audio listeners, there's a leak in the roof that's dripping. That's
exactly
what they're talking about.
Oh my God, yes, that's so funny. That's dripping in LA.
Yeah.
We keep it wet.
We're dripping in fake diamonds.
Okay. I'm gonna die. One thing I do want to say, I wish it was normal for, like, our generation of daters to go over to someone's house that quickly. As Noah and Grace.
Oh,
like,
gosh,
let me drive over. Hey, so what happened?
We don't know. It's like a text, a call, which would be so weird.
Calls
still.
Are so, isn't that
psycho.
Sad how calls are weird? Mm-hmm.
It's like, what are you doing? Where are you
I don't even
calling
like people walking me up to my porch.
Dude, I do.
To an extent. I don't want you walking me. I have two patio areas.
That's right.
It's like, okay, you can go here. You can't go up here.
Lord.
Because once I'm opening that door, you need to be down there.
Oh, my God.
But I just,
hey, I'm just safe. This is L.A.
You never know. And just carry your pepper spray. Okie dokie.
You live with people that will watch you. Who I live with is going to watch me.
I can't. I've been to your house. It's pretty safe. Knock on wood.
This glass girl.
You knock on your head.
But,
okay, anyways.
Yeah, we're good. Grace and Noah, you know, chill, be stable. We're looking forward to your future. Okay, so let's talk about the most important topic of the day. So Jack, you know, volunteering at the rec center and, you know, started talking about a lot of similar and current issues that's happening in the world right now with Theo. And Theo, being a black man, opened up about his issues and how he feels like, you know, racism is still going on. But at the end of the day, the thing that they broke down was all of these different people being oppressed, which was Latinos, Muslims,
women,
gay, black, all of that. So how did you take that scene?
Oh, my God. I loved that scene. That was, like, the best part of this episode.
Yeah,
it was so funny because we were just having this conversation the other day, a friend of mine, and we were talking about how kids are being put in cages and how
so scary.
There was this child who reunited with his mom and he was saying, "You're not my mother, you're not my mother." And she's like, "No, I am your mother." And he's like, "No, they told me you weren't. They told me you weren't."
Oh, my God. I have goosebumps.
Yeah.
Stop.
So, like, I literally just had so this many. Conversation yesterday with a friend. And we were just like, "Oh, my God. This is awful. This is awful." So I was like, "Yes. Yes. Let's hear this. Let's hear this. Let's talk about it. Let's make this a topic of conversation. Why not use your platform for the better good?" And that is what Will and Grace is doing. The Hispanic man that walked in the room said, "They're putting our kids in cages." Mm-hmm. You guys, we're putting kids in cages. It's 2018. If that isn't wrong, I don't know what is. Yeah. Like, that's ridiculous. And then the fact that they brought up, you know, a Muslim man, which mm-hmm. I thought was hilarious. Yeah, he just popped out of nowhere. I was like, I can't get on a plane. And then, mm-hmm. you know, you've got Jack talking about him being oppressed because he's gay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a woman coming in like, wait a second, Jack, you get paid more. Mm-hmm. And I talk about this all the time mm-hmm. because when we're on, I work on set. And when we're on set, I say, men get paid more than women. Even colored men get paid more than women on set.
Really?
Just so you know. So we are at the bottom. Imagine African American women are at the very, very bottom. Isn't that awful? Like, it's just.
Till this day, yeah.
To this day. Yeah. It's just disgusting to me that, like, that is a factor in how you're getting paid these days. Like, whatever happened to, like, you know, doing your work, having a great work ethic, mm-hmm. and that's what you get paid for. So kudos to them. I applaud them for this part of the episode. It was so good.
No, for sure. Even, well, you can go ahead. I was just going to say.
Like, we're all wanting to say something about this topic. No, I think it's really great the fact that, like you said, they're using their platform and they're actually bringing something to light. Because a lot of the times I was having this conversation with my sister yesterday, I watched this movie and there was no message. And I feel like in this time that we're living in, there has to be a message that mm-hmm. has to come across. There has to be a show or something, a movie that really resonates with what's happening now mm-hmm. because it's like that's the only way we're able to
change
mm-hmm. and continue on the conversation and get people involved because it really is a tragedy. Mm-hmm. And I do hope that they expand it a little bit more and that they keep incorporating these sort of topics in their shows because it's so important. It drags you in and it makes you think like, you know what, this really is happening mm-hmm. and we have to make the change that we want to see. I know that sounds super cheesy, but it's like, but whatever we can get, like, let's do it, let's make it happen.
And not only that, but they do it in such a way that you want to listen. It's not like, okay, I'm gonna beat this into you. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, we're bringing it up in a humorous way where, like, we can kind of laugh a little bit about it, but, like, no, it's a real thing. And not only that, but, like, Will and Grace, this is a show that got started and it was, like, about, you know, the gay community. And now it's, like, everybody's a part of it. Mm-hmm. It's not just being about gay or straight or, you know, anything like that. Like, it's about everybody. Everybody needs to be on the same page about treating each other equally. And I think that the writers and the producers, the directors, the actors, they're doing the biggest thing they could possibly do, which is raise awareness, mm-hmm. one. But also, like, I don't know, you're making people, like, laugh and cry and, like, feel like Maite mm-hmm. said, if you don't have something to give, then why are you doing it? Mm-hmm. What is the point? What is the purpose? They have a purpose. And that is why their ratings are so good. That is why they are going to catapult, you know, to the very, very top. I mean, they're doing so good right now. Right. So kudos again to you guys and, like, I get goosebumps. I'm, like, having goosebumps right now. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is so cool. I just feel so blessed to be a part of this, you know, this movement.
When they brought up the whole Muslim guy and him saying, like, I can't. Louisa was like, yes!
Yes!
Like,
yes, yeah, exactly.
It's just, like, all of these topics and people who like, stereotype you or all of us, you know? Like, people consider minorities. And it's, like, you're bringing these conversations and you're bringing mm-hmm. these little things up that make so much sense. It's, mm-hmm. like, it's relatable.
Yeah.
It's the human condition. Mm-hmm. It's literally about survival as a human, the whole show. And
that we're not alone.
Exactly.
We're all feeling this.
We're all suffering.
I'm gonna
Our life is hard. No, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, the black man said, well, you know what? I can't get a taxi ride. And then and the Muslim said, well, I can't even go on the airplane.
Yeah.
And he said, you know how many black people are in jail and all these things. And it's just, it was
and
so
Jack's
hurtful.
And Jack's comment about, what's his face?
Oh, Jack said, well, due to money issues, I have to dance in cages.
No, but about the actor, I'm blanking
Oh,
right
my
now.
God, Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
Oh, hilarious.
And he's like, imagine that. And he goes, imagine if he was black. And then he's like, okay, yeah, never mind.
Yeah.
You know, don't want to touch that.
No.
You know, and it's true. You don't think of it. What I liked about that part was, like, you don't think about it in other people's perspectives because mm-hmm. you're not in their shoes. But when he brought that up, he was like, oh, okay, yeah, I get it. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to, you know, be affiliated with a black man who is molesting children. Mm-hmm. Like,
absolutely.
Period. It doesn't matter what color. It's like, period. There's right and there's wrong, and we all have choices, period.
And the fact that he keeps it so light and they all deliver it in the joke. When you deliver something as a joke, there's always like 10% truth to it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why every human takes it in a way where, hey, you know what? I can question this. It's mm-hmm. funny, but yeah. damn, that's so true.
It's yeah. so true.
So damn true. Mm-hmm.
So good.
You know, but yeah, this was a very, very important episode, and we love every episode, but yeah. now let's talk about our special segment when we basically write down each quote that we love and we share about it. It's supposed to be one, but we have more. So let's start with Maite. You know, what's your favorite line of the show?
I have to say, let me see. I'm going to have to talk about this one. He said, this was when Noah, at the very end, was telling Grace, you said there was a chance. Oh, no, this is Grace telling Noah, you said there was a chance. That's the headline. That's what I was like, oh, my God, my heart is melting.
Yeah.
I'm feeling something. And then the second one was when Will's mom was having a conversation, and she said,
Marilyn?
Karen? Karen, yeah. She said, you made him gay, so it must be upsetting for you that he doesn't act that way.
That is so funny.
So golden.
Yeah, like, so I love good. Karen. That like, outfit she was wearing,
awesome.
Oh my gosh. I want her to wear that every single episode.
Necklace.
Everything.
Looks like, crystal
yeah. necklace. I was thinking that when I was watching. I was like, I was like, I'd wear that outfit.
Me too.
I totally would.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So I wrote a few. One was, you can't have two headlines. That's bad journalism. That's what Noah said. And then Grace said to Noah, I'll call you when I'm ready for you to be ready. And then there's so many, but I got a lot of the serious ones, I guess. This was a good one. When Jack says, my face blows up like Liza on prednisone. That one really made me laugh. I was just like, hold up a second. Who came up with that? That is too dang funny.
Well, you know who? The Comedy Think Tank Club. I think that's the name.
The 30 writers.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, they huddle after each scene and literally go
through. Imagine? It's like hanging out with your friends.
Just amazing.
And just like talking smack to each other.
Yeah.
Like, okay, what would you say?
Yeah,
you know
and
what
they,
I mean?
They base it off of our laughs.
I think I need to be in that thing. Tape.
Yeah. We all have to
Could
be
you
in that
imagine?
Thing.
We'd be like,
well, actually, I didn't see a woman in that think tank.
They were all suited up men.
They were all suited
it
up men. So
really
I didn't really. Yes.
Yep.
I didn't see a woman.
It's true when they say, you know.
They weren't dressed all casual. That's so crazy.
No,
they
were
usually
all in suits. Very nice.
Very nice. They all came together and they would rehearse these
was
lines
like
and everything.
One woman at least?
I didn't
Maybe because it's live.
Because
most sets, like, they're not really dressed up.
Interesting. No, like, they were, like, suited up. Like, Tom Ford, like, slim fit.
Ooh,
I don't know what it was. Armani.
You like, hello, I'm
Armani.
Armani Red Label. But they were nicely suited up.
I don't remember seeing a woman.
I
Do
love
you remember
a man
seeing
in a suit.
Woman
I saw
a
woman on set. I just don't know if they were the writers.
Oh.
You
I didn't
know.
See.
Hence the episode. So, I mean.
Well, whatever they're doing, it's working because they're incorporating all these different elements
into
this.
You have something
this.
From the life game.
Yeah, we have someone from called John. Hey, John.
John. Hi.
Will has two brothers that were on the original run. Grace dated one of them.
No.
I don't remember
thank
that.
You so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh
thank
gosh.
You. What's his
but
name?
Thank you, John.
Yes.
Thank you, John.
Hey, John. Uh-huh. Thanks for tuning in. Tune in every week.
Yeah, John.
So my favorite line was when Noah thought the daughter was vaping or something like that. Oh, they're talking
so
about vaping.
Funny.
And he said, no, even though it's vaping, it's still banana flavored cancer.
Yeah.
So don't fall
super
for it.
Funny.
So good.
So in tune with what's going on right now.
It's
and
just amazing.
So good, like with the little things here and there.
Because vaping is so in now, and everyone thinks that vaping and like hookah and all these things are not dangerous.
No.
But you guys, I mean.
No.
Oh, yeah, there's kids who you can go online and just get buy vapes and do all this stuff.
Yeah, and we're not doctors, but it's just like we hear things that it can
that
still
can blow up in your face too.
Absolutely. No,
just
totally.
So you know. If you like your face.
What can blow up? The vape can blow up in your face? Only
crystal. The vape can blow up and then it can land on your face.
There was a guy, it blew up and it blew his like nose off.
No.
I swear to God, in Florida, some older man.
Only Crystal knows these facts.
Yeah,
exactly.
And she's always watching Law and Order at home or something. What are you watching?
All the crime scenes.
Yeah, that's a whole different story.
That's why I don't let them come up to my porch.
Okay, you guys, that was my favorite line. What else? I have so much. Oh, the two gay guys having the YouTube channel. That was hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
Marilyn talking about that. And then,
the parents, son.
Yeah. And then, Marilyn being scared of foreigners. Hilarious. That was good too.
Yeah.
Pooping
totally.
And then dying and then all that stuff. Yay. Okay, good. Woo. So that was our special segment.
I got my news.
Yeah. Now we're going to news and topics.
Whenever
I mean,
news
and gossip. So who wants to start? Crystal, my take?
I had a video sent over, but
cool.
I'm not sure if I'll wait till it gets pulled up.
Okay, so until the video gets pulled up, let's, start with Crystal.
Sure. So I found on GayStarNews.com, Eric McCormick says he wouldn't get anywhere near Will and Grace Rule today. And he believes that a gay actor would probably play his gay role if casting happened in 2018, which I think is true, which is great. The straight actor has played Will Truman since the series began in 1998, but he said if producers were casting the show these days, he wouldn't get anywhere near the role. I think it wasn't a terrible thing in 1998 that a straight guy played the role, he told Sydney Morning Herald.
Wow.
So he says, but I'm glad that times are changing. I'm glad that nowadays a Will Truman would probably be casted with someone who is gay.
Oh, absolutely.
He then added, but does that mean that now when you walk into a casting room, you have to state whether you're gay or not?
That's true.
I don't know. He also says that the iconic gay character has opened LGBTQ doors for the straight actor. He said, the show has given me a chance to give back. I get to be the straight guy ambassador to the rest of the world for a community that has been shouting for a long time to be heard and to be recognized.
Wow.
So he's really proud of that.
Yeah.
He says Will and Grace will feature Big Fat Gay Wedding in new season. And he said,
that's going to be amazing.
Yeah, they have a photo here.
I can't wait for that.
NBC announced Will and Grace will be coming into its ninth season back in January last year. So, yeah.
Awesome.
This was,
Crystal.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. But it makes a lot of sense because I was talking to a friend of mine who's a gay actor, and he was saying, he goes, no, most of those parts are played by straight men. And I never thought about that until he said it. And so when I read this article, I was like, I love this. I'm gonna bring it because I think it's really important to raise awareness. Like, why wouldn't a gay man get a part to be a gay man?
So much things that need to just change and evolve.
Like,
not
that to say that a straight man shouldn't get that part, but like, let's leave the door open for just anybody who's a good actor.
Right.
Period.
Right,
like, going back to the job situation, like, let's just be good workers. That's
absolutely.
It.
But let's give opportunity to those too that, like, deserve. You know what I mean? Like, if there's a part where, like, I don't know, just putting this out there, like, a Latina should play, like, you shouldn't have someone of a different race play it.
Yes, totally.
Exactly.
Totally,
so,
I get it.
There's, like, a give and take.
Oh, yeah, thanks for pulling that up.
Yeah.
And, I wanted to mention about Harvey Milk. And 40 years ago, on November 27th, Harvey Milk was assassinated in his San Francisco City Hall office. Milk was among the first openly gay elected officials in the U.S., and his murder by 5 bullets, 2-point blank into his skull, came at a dark and troubling time for gay and lesbian Americans, one unlike today.
It's scary.
And there's a movie about that too, which is absolutely amazing. And he has a speech that I just wanted to share. And it goes something like, "And that night I walked among the sad and the frustrated at City Hall in San Francisco. And later that night, as they lit candles on Castro Street and stood in silence, reaching out for some symbolic thing that would give them hope. The only thing they have to look forward to is hope. And you have to give them hope. Hope for a better world. Hope for a better tomorrow. Hope for a better place to come. If the pressures at home are too great. Hope that all will be all right." And to close that up, I just have to say, he says, the article says, "Four decades later, LGBTQ people have nationwide civil marriage rights and we can adopt in most states. We're visible on TV every night on Modern Family and Will and Grace." On Election Day 2018, more than 150 LGBTQ candidates won their races.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, yes. it was amazing.
Yeah, this so good.
That speech reminded me of, like, I know it's not the same, but Martin Luther King, you know?
Yeah, but, I mean, so similar.
But it is
similar.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, it's very parallel.
And he just said this other powerful quote. I just have to just wrap up with that. He said, "If a bullet should enter my brain, let that bullet destroy every closet door."
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God, that gave me chills. Sweet.
You guys, so if a bullet should enter my brain, let that bullet destroy every closet door. Right?
Wow. That's
right.
Deep. Yeah.
So powerful.
We don't even think about that.
We're so lucky to be on this show and to share and talk and do all that stuff.
Absolutely.
But we're low on time, so we're going to talk about predictions real quick.
Before
and then
that,
bounce.
Guys, I can bring up the video, Maite. I just can't do audio, if that's okay.
No, we're good. We're audio. Good. I'll save it for next week.
I can only do audio is what I meant to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're kind of low on time.
My news, we'll save it for next week because it's really funny.
Thanks, Stephen. The best producer ever.
Yes,
you. Okay, so predictions now.
All right. Do you want to go first? Let me think about
it. I predict that Grace and Noah's daughter, that they actually get along really, really well.
Hmm.
And that maybe she starts regretting not having children.
No.
Yeah. Ooh, and then I think... what is it? Shushu?
Shushu the doggy!
So cute. I think Shushu and Karen will be, like, inseparable.
You took mine!
Oh, girl. Well, I don't know. You said to go first.
You can always...
You're doing two!
Just say I agree, Crystal.
And then... Well, I thought we were touching on all, like, what happened. And then I think that maybe... I don't know. Maybe Jack will get into politics because of that situation.
Oh, damn, Crystal.
I know.
Looking afar. Look at you.
I know.
Damn, girl.
No, she's
damn it. Okay.
How about you, Marcy?
I think Grace will we'll see a little bit more of Grace, but I think for Will, we'll probably see someone special coming into his life soon. Like, I know it's coming, but I feel like, you know, we're starting to get a little bit more of him. I need to see more. It's just, it's not enough for me.
I agree. I think Will needs a love interest ASAP.
Oh, it's gonna happen.
They're coming in January.
Because we talked about it.
Yeah, that's happening.
But I want to see it, like, next episode.
Yeah, soon. Because his life is kind of boring right now in a weird way. But I have to add with Crystal, on top of that, I do think Grace and Katie will get along great.
Yeah.
I think Noah's really going to make this fun little happy family out of it. I see Karen dating still, even though she's not right now. I want her to be fun and happy and just, you know, date like a normal person. And I have to agree with you on Jack and him joining politics and all of that, trying to make a change. So that will be amazing.
Yay.
Okay, well, until then, where can everyone find you on Instagram?
Go ahead, girlfriend.
Go ahead, girlfriend.
My jeez, we're not in sync right now. Something's going on, Crystal.
I know.
Hey, guys. My name is Maite Carrillo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maite. And you can also find Crystal and I right after Shaws of Sunset Reunion Part 2. I think this is the last one, right?
Now, yes.
And you can also watch me on Real Housewives of OC. That's also Reunion Part 2 on Monday at 8.
Yeah. And I am Crystal McLaughlin. You can find me on all social media at Crystal823. That's with an I, not with a Y. And like Maite said, we will be on tonight for the reunion. I feel like it's going to be an amazing episode. So I hope you guys tune in and comment. And I hope you guys just like, I had somebody from Shaws of Sunset that started DMing me in my Instagram, like a fan. And I was like, that's really cool. So I hope you guys do too. Don't be afraid to... to, you know, send us a message. We might not get to it right away, but, like, if you have something to say or, like, you just want to talk about the show, like, hit us up. I mean, hit me up at least.
Slide into her DM. That's what she's trying to say.
About the show.
And I'm Louisa Shar. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Louisa Shar. I'm also on the Ray Donovan After Show Sunday nights at 8 p.m. And I think until then, we will see you next time.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.